This is Murat Nahimana. I work for Wingusha Radio, and I'm here with...
Mick Edward Jones, and I work with the Delmer Budd-Dale Learning Institute.
Could you tell the listeners, what does DBDLI stand for?
DBDLI, Delmer Budd-Dale Learning Institute. And we're an Afrocentric organization that focuses on research and educational advancement for African Nova Scotians.
So, Mr. Jones, what can you tell us about what took place today at the open house?
It's been a while since we had an open house, and usually when people come in the space to visit, they say, wow, you guys have a nice space, you know, it's very welcoming, it's Afrocentric, you know, you feel that you belong when you come into the space. So we decided to open up the space so that those who have been and those who have never been can come through and see what the space looks like and just enjoy the space with some light refreshments and check out what we do and get to know a little bit more about DBDLI. So I think it was well attended. Folks came in and walked through, and those who have not been here before have a chance to get to see what we do and just what the place looks like from the inside. So I think it was a great event.
A few minutes ago, we watched a video centered around the African baobab and what it means to the community, and to bridge the gap with the Afro descendants that is here in Nova Scotia. What were the messages and what was the takeaway for you?
The baobab tree, the roots run deep, right? So it's a tree that survives in the worst conditions in Africa and the continent. So find them in the desert, dry desert, but they're still there, they're still standing strong. So they're resilient, which compared and bring it in contrast to the African Nova Scotian people, that spirit of resilience is there from all the struggles, but they're still standing and still thriving. So yeah, that's the connection with the continent or the baobab tree and the African Nova Scotians. The roots run deep and we're resilient, resilient people.
Thank you, Mr. Jones, for being with us on Wingusha Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I'm here with...
Lois Businje.
Now, Lois, what brings you to DBDLI?
Well, I work here with DBDLI with two major projects. That is the Afrocentric Bachelor of Education and Public Policy Training.
And what has been today like for you?
It's such an awesome, awesome time of seeing community coming into the space of DBDLI and us being able to interact with them. I love most that they are able to ask questions, that we are able to answer. We are learning from them as they learn from us.
Now, you mentioned the public policy program. Where and how can we reach out to have access to that program?
So we offer the public policy training once a year, and once it is open, we'd be able to communicate that through our different platforms. We have social media, emails, community mobilization. We'll put the word out.
We just watched a very interesting video about the African baobab and how it has its roots and how it can also be traced to the people of African descent here in Nova Scotia. What were your thoughts and what were the meaningful messages you got from today?
It is an awesome way of honoring lives of the African Nova Scotians, because it's just speaking to the life then, now, and the future. I like that even through hardship, yet there is this resilience that keeps people going and they are still successful amidst that.
Thank you for being with us on Wingusha Radio.
Thank you.
And I'm here at the DBDLI Center with...
John Akimarele is my name.
So John, what brings you to the DBDLI Center today?
Thank you. I'm actually a staff here, and you know, I joined DBDLI when I applied, and since I came here, it has been a home far away from home.
And I see that you're here working with DBLI, and you have a map, Mapping What Matters. Could you tell us about what the contributions are?
Thank you. This map is a platform to engage more with the community. And you see that it is very responsive in the sense that participants could actually share community needs with DBDLI. Or what do you, where do they want DBDLI to visit next? What do they want the community to benefit from DBDLI? So it has been engaging. We are getting positive feedback from the community. And DBDLI, through the management, we act on that.
Now, John, we watched a video about the African baobab and how it has its roots in Africa. How do you feel? Are your roots connected to the motherland and here in Nova Scotia?
Thank you. As African Nova Scotians, history made us to realize that we have roots in Africa. And that is why the whole tree was a metaphor, was a representation of what the root is like. The strength of the baobab tree, the resilience, the protection it gives to people in times of unbearable sun. So that is what represents the group of African Nova Scotians.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.